this weekend in hometown and baseball. Tomorrow's games include one we'll have on the radio, and that is the upcoming battle between Dodgeville and Arena. Muscadet is on the road at Verona tomorrow, Ridgeway at Hollandale, Wyota at Belleville, Schulzburg-Benton plays at Argyle, and Blanchardville at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. The Brewers will try to get back on the winning track after losing the first two games of their four-game series against the Padres in San Diego. Carlos Rodriguez will be on the mound tonight for the Brewers, and Randy Vasquez will be pitching for San Diego. First pitch time at 6:15. You'll be able to hear the broadcast on that on the network, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame time begins at 5:40. Three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer is set to make his season debut for the Rangers. He is their scheduled starter for tomorrow's game against Kansas City. Scherzer hasn't pitched for the Rangers since Game 3 of the World Series last fall. He had off-season surgery to repair a herniated disc in his lower back, then experienced right thumb soreness during his rehab this season. The team doctors later identified as a nerve issue extending to his right triceps. Leon Dracetti made his first major impact in the Stanley Cup Final, and the series is heading back to South Florida. He set up Warren Fogle's early goal last night. The Edmonton Oilers forced a Game 7 by beating the Florida Panthers 5-1 in Game 6. The NHL is headed toward its final game and to see who will host Lord Stanley's Cup. The Boston Celtics have celebrated their 18th NBA championship with a customary duck boat parade through the city. The amphibious vehicles are normally ridden by sightseeing tourists, but they're using those to celebrate the Celtics' recent championship as they were able to get one for the 18th time in their franchise history. And Asia Wilson leads Caitlin Clark by just over 1,000 votes in early fan voting for the WNBA All-Star Game. Clark's Indiana teammate, Aaliyah Boston, is third, about 40,000 votes behind the leaders. That's an update on Saturday Sports. I'm Phil Nee.